I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson The Secret. I am chatting to the wonderful Fern McCann, who you guys can't see this, but she actually looks so fucking good right now.
Guys, if you do spot Fern on Rhea, fucking give her a poke. I don't exactly know what you do on there because I couldn't get on, but do whatever it is.
Oh, well, thanks, Del. Right back at you. You look extremely glam, and the reason why I'm like, stop, is because I've got my hair scraped up. I've got these giant... headphones on. I've not got a scrap of makeup on, but yeah, we're winging it.
Like a sexy, fresh-faced Princess Leia, just fucking own it, bro.
I feel like even though we are super close now and everyone, like literally when I ask people, who should I have on the podcast? They're like, why haven't you had a Fern McCann on yet? And I get
right,
it.
I'm going to stop, sorry. I know this is your podcast, but I'm going to stop you right there.
Go on.
I can't believe it's taken this long for you to even ask me.
Because I felt like I was abusing our friendship. Do you want to know the truth? I feel like every time I get something, whether it's a TV show commissioned or whether it's a podcast or just like anything, I'm up there, I was like, can you get Fern on? And I'm like, yeah, Fern will do it. And then I'm actually like, I just had this moment where I thought, she's a busy single mom. Like, Vicky, get off her dick. Just let her live. So I was determined to not pester you for this podcast. And then I was just like, it's actually just weird now that I haven't had her on. So no, I insisted. Everyone's like, yes, get her on.
I did lose a few nights sleep over over not being, and I did even drop a few subtle hints, like when you was talking about it on your Insta story, I was like, ah, writing back to your Insta story, like, oh, well done, babes. Like this, oh yeah, who have you had on this week? Not me.
Just wanted to prove to myself and you that I had more friends than just you. It was so sad. It was like, I have to do this for myself. But thank you so much for agreeing to come on here. You've been class. But the weird thing is about me and you is we didn't start off as like bosom buddies. There was actually a little bit of friction. And for anyone who doesn't know, I'm assuming if you listen to this, you love Fern, you're like me, you must know. We both got put in the jungle at the same time. Mm. And the press were adamant we weren't going to get on. And they were doing all of this thing behind the scenes, like North versus South and Towie versus Geordie Shore and all these two strong women. Our sources say these two strong women. And honestly, I was terrified, Fern, of you going in. I was terrified.
I need to get myself back to that place. I think I was very much the same. Yeah. But deep down, I knew that we would get on.
Yeah. I mean, it was instantaneous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was such a weird, surreal experience. And you go into, you always go into, was it called lockdown? Or have I just got locked down on?
No, they do. They put you in like a kind of a lockdown phase. Yeah.
It is lockdown, isn't it? So you're in lockdown and you can't speak to your friends and family. You're with your chaperone.
Hidden in a hotel.
In Australia. And then you get thrown in. To the joke. So you're a little bit out of sorts.
But everybody watching it, they would have just saw me and Fern look, getting on easy breezy straight away. And I am so grateful you were in there because actually having you support me through that process was one of the things that allowed me to be myself. Mm. Because actually there was a couple of people in there who were not overly thrilled to have me and you as campmates, were they?
there's this scene. Well, it wasn't a scene because it's different in the jungle, it's
it all just falls into one. Yeah,
it's like a fly on the wall, isn't it? So filming all the time. So, but there was this moment I'll never forget it when I watched it back, where me and you are sat on the hammock. We're not talking to each other because we only had each other to talk to. So we probably like, yeah, just spoke about absolutely everything. And I was like, Vic, I just don't get it. Like, back at home, I'm popular, you know, like my friends, my friends want to hang out with me. Like I'm a good time girl. Like people want to be my friend. And in here,
nobody wanted to be my friend.
That's the only reason why we're friends, because we had no other option. So it was either.
That was it. It was literally such a catalyst for our friendship to become as strong as it did in such a short space of time. Because obviously me and Fern were like, well, me and you were from reality TV backgrounds, and now it's so normalized. I think that like the reality TV juggernaut that is Love Island has helped do that. But at the time, like things like TOWIE and especially Geordie Shore were still considered a little bit lowbrow and super controversial. And in tacky. Particular, my show, yeah, tacky. Let's have it right. Let's call a spade a spade. So when you went in there with these big legends like sporting stars like Chris Eubank, music legends like Tony Hadley, stars of the smaller screen like a vet. Is it a vet Fielding?
Well, I called her Yvonne.
Is it Yvonne?
I called her Yvonne on the first day, and that didn't go down too well.
No, you were never going to be best mates, but that really fucked it early doors, that one, mate.
You know when you go in with a friend and you look at your friend, you're like, you fucked it for us big time.
Looked at you like, well, nice one, Fern. No, honestly. But these people had already bonded. There was a sense of camaraderie. They'd been there 3 days. And yeah. Me and Fern.
Even though they made out they'd been there 3 months. Jesus. Oh.
If I heard one more time that when you've been here as long as us, Well, I will actually outlive you in this jungle, mate, if it's the last thing I do after you said that.
But you absolutely took the piss and then won it, and I was in the finals.
No, I was determined to do well after that really difficult early period. And I think because I had you, I was able to be as strong as I was. But yeah, there was some really awkward moments, guys. And you probably didn't feel it at home because it's such a family show. They wouldn't have wanted to show it. And also me and Fern did a really good job of hiding how like isolated we felt at times. Yeah. But they'd already bonded, hadn't they? Mm. And they'd already made their mates. And we were just these newbies who they weren't sure. And they thought we're going to be like, I don't know what they thought I was going to do. Like, I didn't know whether they thought I was going to like come in swearing and like down in tequila and slut dropping. Yeah, like I don't exactly know what anyone thought I was capable of, but none of the above happened, of course. And we just worked hard and became like nice members of the camp and stuff. And I think by the end, we won them over, didn't we?
100%. Yeah, we did. Do you remember that conversation about misconceptions and
Yeah.
Do you remember that in the other camp? And they were all saying, you know, we thought you girls were going to be
wild.
Yeah, wild, but you're really down to earth. And there were tears.
I don't know about that, though, because I mean, I did try and seduce Duncan Bannatyne at one point. So we weren't all PG-13.
That was so weird when, again, I think you sat down on my hammock and was like, yeah, I think he's all right. I think he's the right sort. And I was like, right, okay. So this is my friend who now I'm realizing on this podcast why she is often in a relationship and never single, because she sees the best in anyone. She was sticking it on Duncan Bannatyne.
Proper hard as well. Like I was actually putting on grade A moves.
Yeah, well, I had a little jungle fling with George.
How could I bloody forget it? God, those were the days, weren't they? Bless him. Do you know what? What a lovely lad. He was lovely to her. He was always great.
He was good fun.
But you do, in those situations, like, I don't know if any, like, a lot of people can relate to this, but I think it's a bit like a holiday romance, isn't it? Like, even though you meet someone, you think, I probably wouldn't go for you in Newcastle, or if I bumped into you in a bar in London, I'm not sure if you'd be my type. Like, I don't think I'd quite make a beeline for Duncan Bannatyne if I was in Sexy Fish. But in the jungle, like, it's a bubble, and everything's heightened. Think perspectives are skewed. And you do. You go for people who you wouldn't necessarily be drawn to in real life. You with George and me with the old DB.
Oh, it's mad crazy times thinking back to the jungle. It was like just such a good experience, wasn't it, Vic? I think I speak on behalf of both of us. We felt so lucky and grateful to even be asked to be on that show. And it was we were latecomers, but for me, it was so, I didn't know. I found out 2 weeks before heading out to Australia that I even got the job.
Oh God, that's fine.
Well, I know I was a bit of a replacement with another celebrity, but anyways, it was my time. And I just felt
I'm
so
very
lucky.
Pleased that did happen. Very yes, pleased that did
yes.
happen. You're my little bestie.
Oh, I felt so lucky, and it was just such a mad experience. Such an amazing experience.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And I do think that's what shone through. Like, I know when I'm watching The Jungle, and we've said before, we're huge fans. Like, what I love to see is people just embracing it. People being like, yes, like, I'm scared, but give us a bug. And just having a laugh with Ant and Dec. And, like, just people who go balls to the wall in I'm a Celebrity tend to do better. And you can spot a mile off the people who are like, I've got a tax bill. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? And who are there for that as well.
You got to immerse yourself into the whole jungle life. Yes. Even because the boredom was getting to us a little bit. And I think you have to do the camp jobs and make sure you're keeping busy and go for a little walk down to the creek.
Go down to the creek
and just get involved in help keeping the camp tidy. And yeah, I think you just have to keep yourself busy, get involved in the trials. Otherwise, you'll get bored. Everyone's starving. You then start acting like an absolute dick and then you won't be liked and then you'll get the boot.
That's it, mate. That is it. Solid advice for anyone who's planning on going on I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
But reality TV has been the bulk of your career. Like, going in the jungle was not your first foray into that world. Of course, you were on TOWIE beforehand. And you've had, like, you've been in the industry about a similar amount of time as me as well, haven't you? Do you ever feel like you want to turn your back on reality TV, Fern, or you're just never going to bite the hand that feeds you? Where's your head at now?
I think as I am getting older, I'm like, oh, you know, because I've got a reality show right now, First Time Mum, and I absolutely love filming that show. I love it. Me and Sunday, we both enjoy it. We've got an amazing team. I've had the same crew since we begun. Of course, there's been tough times when filming that show, but overall, I love it. But when you say reality TV, even I wince a little bit. And it's a shame because that's where we come from and that's what I'm doing now. But I guess a certain type of reality show, no, I would think twice to certain types of ones. But if you enjoy it and it's, and that's the thing, if you're going to go into a reality show, you have to fully want to do it and have to enjoy it. If not, it will get you mentally. And you have to want to do it. So right now, I'm still very much enjoying being a reality star, if that's what you want to call me. There are more strings to my bow. I'm not talentless. Right now, I mean, pays the bills. Great.
That's it, babe. No shame in your game, man. I think I have had a lot of time on my hands over lockdown to think. I think we all have probably a little bit of too much time to think. But has it given you the opportunity to see where you envisage yourself in the next 10 years? Do you have dreams? Where is your goal, babe? That's what I want to know.
100%. I have so many dreams, probably some too big to even say out loud, because they just, like, I think that's important. Like, I can't wait to teach Sunday this, like, dream big.
That's it.
Dream big.
People say,
dream
don't they?
Dream big.
They say, if your dreams don't scare you a little bit, they're not big enough.
Oh, yes. I live for those quotes. Like, just love all of that kind of shit. But, I mean, honestly, I think in terms of career, yes, like, I know certain things that I want in my life. Like, I want Sunday to get the best education and the experiences. It's more for her now. And, of course, I've got dreams for myself. But in terms of career, honestly, I just want to – I'm just kind of just living each day by day, seeing what comes up. And it's nice to be in a position where you can have a choice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I get that. No, it's we are very fortunate.
Yeah. Whereas now, yes, of course, like I'm talking about, like, at the start, I was a little bit fame hungry. So I would just do anything and everything. Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do it. But also, yeah. I believe that if I wasn't like that, if I didn't do the free interviews and the this and the all of that, then I wouldn't be where I am today. So, yep, it's another journey.
I think you've got to be, if you are grateful for where you're at now, I think you also have to look back on all of the bits that you don't remember as fondly and think, well, hang on a second, because if I hadn't have done that, I believe in the butterfly effect, you wouldn't be where you are now. So
1,000,000%.
Your hiccups, your grey sneeze.
There's lots of experiences in my life that have happened that I can't imagine my life now without having them experiences.
Of course.
Lots of different things where I'm like, well, actually, I wouldn't be the same person sitting here now. I wouldn't be probably living in the house, like you said, the butterfly effect. So, yeah, it's all a journey. Where were we? We love going off on a tangent. My dreams. What are my dreams? Honestly, for me, my biggest dream is just, it sounds so cringe, but it is just for Sunday to be happy and just happiness.
Oh, that's so lovely.
I feel like I'm living the dream, honestly.
Yeah.
I really feel very content. I feel really, it's great to dream and dream big, but sometimes, you know, they say, like, you get to a point where, oh, what is that saying? There's no point even bringing it up now because I forget it. I've forgotten it and I've said it wrong. It's like, I can't remember. It's basically along the lines of, there's days where you think, oh, I would have loved that. I would love to have been doing that. Oh, I would have loved to have had a child.
It's, do you ever sit back and think that you used to pray for the things you have now?
There we go. And that's why you got your own podcast. There we go.
I just love a good quote, mate. You know, you've seen me flat the fucking everywhere. So, yeah, but it's lovely.
Do you know what, actually? You gave me a framed quote.
I did, yes.
From your flat. I think he was moving out. And I don't know why you gave it to me. I think you, at the time, you said, I don't know what your reasons were, but they're kind of irrelevant. But you said to me, I just think this is for you. And that has stuck with me.
Oh.
And it's now in my, it's in my new house, in my downstairs toilet, which is the best room of the whole entire house. It's like navy blue with a pink portrait,
yes.
Naked portrait of me and your quote. And I think, that's really touching, actually. You know when people are like, I love that quote. One of my friend put it on her Instagram, took a photo of it, and I'm like, yeah, Vicky got me that. And she gave it to me. It's just lovely. You do love a good quote, don't you?
I do. And that one really reminded me of you. I think it was important.
yes.
Babe, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we love to get a little bit of insight, and we love my guest to leave our listeners with a proper pearl of wisdom. And I think, having listened to you talk, you could have had a million secrets to me. You really are really knowledgeable, but I am so proud of everything you've achieved. And to see you now be so happy, be so content, be so fucking successful, you're not just surviving, mate, you're thriving. And I want to know your secret. I'm sure loads of other women listening do. What is your secret to thriving, not surviving?
Wow, love that. Okay, my secret. Thank you, by the way, Del.
You're welcome, babe. All true.
My secret is to get really good friends that give you just an untold amount of compliments and just literally, in your words, suck you off.
Everyone needs a Vicky Patterson.
Everyone needs a that is my secret. Everyone needs a Vicky Patterson. No, in all seriousness, I think what I've learned now is, it all boils down to self-work.
Yes.
And self-worth.
Yeah.
And if you invest in yourself and those small daily disciplines, for example, I am big into, as you've heard, meditation. Yeah. I'm big into looking after number one, counting your gratitudes, because when you are looking after yourself and working at your optimum, everything else falls into place. Your relationships, your love life, your how you raise your children, how you feel about yourself, and working on you is my tip to thriving.
Surviving.
And know that it's a journey. Know that it's a journey and accept that. And there'll be bumps along the road. If you can work through those little bumps, and if you could get over them hurdles, then you will better yourself and learn more about yourself every single time. So there you go.
Fern, that was so insightful and so brilliant. I feel like I've actually learned from you as well. Just me. Oh, so nice to see you're so happy, so well.
Honestly, I have had so much fun. So much fun doing this. What a lovely catch up.
Lush, mate. And let's make sure I see you before your birthday.
Please.
Yes, I will. Definitely, definitely. I'll text you after this, okay? Go on, I'll let you go. I know you're busy.
All right, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love
Ciao.
You.
Ciao. Love you.
Oh, what a lovely podcast. Like, am I allowed to say that? Is that smug? No, it's not. No, because it was mostly about Fern, so I can say that, can't I? I do hope you guys enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it. It was just lovely to catch up with her. She's the best, isn't she? So if you are enjoying Vicky Pies and the Secret too, please make sure you're doing all of the podcasty things, leaving a review, subscribing. And you know what? The nicest thing you can do if you are enjoying this podcast is to tell someone else who you think will like it. Spread the word. Let's get the news out there. Vicky Patterson has a podcast and it's actually worth listening to. Speak to you soon, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.